So now you've won JFK, you've won the US 50K championships, you've been fourth at the World 100K championships. So now are you thinking I'm really good at this? Or had that set in by now, or what?
Just, especially with ultras, like more so with ultras, just because I think there's so much that can happen in a race, and there's so much that can go wrong or go right. So I don't know. I feel like I always step onto a line being like, "Hey guys, how's it going? Like, let's see how this goes." And I'm like really sort of, I don't know, what's the word that I'm trying to think of? I don't know. I just feel like I never feel like I belong there. But that being said, the minute the gun goes off, I'm like competitive. So I think I have a strong respect for what can happen in a race. And I'm not going to, like, I knew going into the 100K the time I thought I could run. Like, when you apply for the 100K, they ask you, like, what do you think your time will be? And I think I told them, like, I think I'm going to run between 7:28 and 7:32. I had never run that before, and I actually didn't like know that that would be, you know, among like the fourth fastest times in America. But I just was like, based on my calculations, I think this is what I can run.
It's almost like you can dictate like what you're gonna run. Like next year, just write in like, I don't know, 7:08 to 7:12.
I think that's what I really need to do, because that's kind of how the marathon progression went too. It's just I was like, I'm gonna run 2:58, and then I'd run like 2:58, and then so maybe that's what I'll start doing.